Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and yes, darn sexy people. Oh my gosh, 2018 is almost history. It's almost the blink of an eye and gone. Staggering, isn't it? And exciting that we have a whole new year to consciously create what we want. So let's make sure it's a new year. And let's make sure it's a happy new year. And who's in charge of that? Yep, you got it. It's us. Hands down, it's us. So thank you for all of your Christmas and birthday wishes this month. They have been so appreciated. I must say, between all the shooting and the traveling, I did not get cards out this year. And I so appreciated getting them. So I may do after Christmas cards. But it's just been an amazing month of birthdaying and Christmasing, and had a really fast trip back to Pennsylvania and got to be with all my family, of which I will post a picture as soon as Lanny has it all cleaned up, of my entire family standing on the same stairs. It's a pretty awesome, joyful picture with three new babies, brand new babies in there. So thank you for joining me. If you did, for the Predictions Week webinar, my gosh, the information that came through, pretty staggering. And if you have not written down precisely your intention for what you are going to create in this year, I would sure be doing it, guys. And I would read it with a smile on my face and love and joy in my heart every morning and every night. You will not believe the difference that it makes. And our next webinar, OMG, I'm so stoked about this. April Molnar, a psychologist, is going to be joining us and talking about how to change the brain through conscious intention. It's the subjects we're going to cover. Look, you know, this is our work explained through science. This is how our spiritual work works. And literally what the channel said before the show was learning to program and work with your brain is number three on our first sheet. I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation in the radiation of my light, and I am the electrical charge of the electromagnetic whole, the whole brain within the whole. I am the charge that creates. It's me, what I think, what those emotions that are connected to those thoughts send out. We have to be the frequency of conscious creation. And they're reminding me now of Ramtha's statement in the White Book that when we use our whole brain, we will be God. So I want to talk to you today. My apologies. The link, I sent out a special email for you about the new webinar in January, because it's coming up sooner than later than usual, because I have to go to South Africa for the film. So it's on the 16th. The link, for some reason, didn't work. It does now. Go back and find the email. It is not posted yet on the website. It will be this week as soon as Aurora returns. All righty. So I want to talk to you today about neuroplasticity. Yeah, big word. Neuroplasticity refers to the lifelong capacity of the brain to change and rewire itself in response to stimulation of learning and experience. Neurogenesis is the ability to create new neurons and connections between neurons throughout a lifetime. Neuroplasticity is the potential for lifelong brain development. Thinking positive, happy, hopeful, optimistic, joyful thoughts decreases cortisol, which is the fight or flight, and produces serotonin, which creates a sense of well-being. This helps your brain function at peak capacity. So I want you to understand, you know, the channel keeps hammering us joy and love, compassion, joy, love, and compassion, joy, love, and compassion. Well, you know, it's not some little woo-woo thing to pretend to be happy. It literally opens up your brain to higher creation. Self-directed neuroplasticity is a concept derived from the researcher Dr. Jeffrey Schwartz in his book, The Mind and the Brain, or by Dee Wallace, who's been teaching it for years. In the book, he makes a compelling argument that you aren't at the mercy of genetically predetermined brain activity. So that's we're going to be delving all into this in the next webinar. And I want to just read you some of the things that science has discovered when you take the time to actually consciously direct your brain. Neuroscientists tell us now that our brain can rejuvenate and improve itself. What we do day to day influences our brain's function, and we can participate actively and consciously in the rewiring of our brain. And they keep yelling at me the statement that Christ said, think only on these things. Love. Think only on love. What would your day look like if you thought only on love? As a man thinketh, so it is delivered to him. The forces that enable us to change are also responsible for keeping us stuck. So again, you have to consciously, with intention, tell your brain how to think. If you have experienced trauma in your life, the more you focus on the trauma, the more neurons you create. Brain is like a muscle that needs mental workouts. If you're going to make it stronger, you have to consciously work with it and tell it how to exercise. Physical exercise promotes creation of new neurons in the brain and helps the brain's balance system. Specifically designed brain exercises have shown to strengthen weak brain functions in children and adults with learning disabilities, like rote memorization. Just memorizing some innocuous piece 3 or 4 times a week will help your brain. Because the brain physically changes its state as we think, it is possible to measure the changes. Do you know that there's a technology that allows completely paralyzed people to move objects with their thoughts and interact with their computers? Yeah, just take that in for a minute if you don't think your brain's powerful. Let me read you this. Because action and imagination often activate the same parts of the brain. Mental practice of this skill can produce the same physical changes in the motor system as the physical practice. In other words, when you visualize what you want, your brain cannot and does not decipher whether it's true or not. It creates it as truth. That's why I keep saying to all of you, you have to claim it to create it. If you have cancer, you want to send compassion and love to that cancer and visualize health, visualize wellness. Your body, that's why they teach skiers, for example. You'll see them visualizing the course before they go down because their bodies will automatically respond to the brain exercise they do. Even they've proven that London taxi drivers have huge sections of their brain, bigger than other people's, because they need to memorize the city and where they're going. And again, meditating, guys. Much greater activation of powerful gamma rays in all the monks during meditation. Mental activities such as focus, memory, learning, and consciousness were associated with the kind of enhanced neural coordination that's found in meditators. And we went over a lot of this in Creation Station, that it creates the gamma waves, which are the highest wave states that your brain opens to and brings in the most creative new information. So I leave you with this one, and I've shared this with you before. Learning how to juggle is one of the best things you can do for your brain. Fun. Okay, so again, why not, right? Why not? What are we doing? Are we just hearing all this stuff? What are we doing? Really, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing now? All right. I'm going to go to the calls, and I'm going to start with Chris in Chattanooga. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Dee. How you doing? It's been a while since I've been on the show.
It has. Welcome back, and thank you for your beautiful Christmas card.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas.
I did, sweetheart. So, Chris, let me ask you, how often do you do the breathing exercise?
I don't do it at all. I haven't been doing it at all since I finished doing the program this summer.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, and I'm going to hit you, some of you guys, up with this stuff because they're giving you specific things to do to visualize, to create your brain, to manifest what you want. Can you get a little quieter, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, so what's your question today?
Okay, so 2018, I had a really awesome year, and I, you know, had a lot of breakthroughs and created a lot of amazing things.
Good.
But
keep
creating.
But I want
to make 2019, I want to make this next year even better. And I want to double, if not triple, my income.
Okay. Well, you just sent out two different messages to the universe.
Okay.
You want to double
it? I want to triple
it,
my income.
Okay.
I want to triple my income.
Okay. Do you want to, or are you committed to?
No, I am tripling my income.
Okay. So you see, just in this little few seconds we've had together, how much clearer you've gotten.
Right.
And how much powerful behind what, see, we're afraid to ask for what we want, guys. We're afraid to ask for everything, and you can't be. Ask and you receive, not hope. Claim, demand, that's what ask means. So I would be implementing some of the things that you know to do so that your brain accepts that's absolutely a possibility that you're creating.
I would like to triple my income but work the same amount of hours that I'm working now.
Okay, so that's even more clarity. And having beautiful balance with your family. When I say
right, balanced relationships.
Chris, when I say
exactly.
You believe and think that that's possible, I get a no.
Okay, so why is that?
It's just because your brain doesn't know, you know, you tell your brain that and your brain goes, well, no, we were taught that's probably not possible in my life. We were taught I have to work really hard.
We were taught that to make more money, you have to work more.
Okay. So you've got to reprogram through conscious creation that belief system. So how would we do that? Since I asked you about the breathing exercise, how would we do that? You take a long, deep breath into the count of four, and as you exhale with a smile on your face and the feeling of joy and love, I am tripling my income and having a really balanced life while I do it.
Okay.
Can you feel into that?
Yes.
Okay. Because, you know, guys, we're dealing with a lot of little girl and little boy limitations here. And that puts us in conflict with what we want. And whenever you're in conflict, you're not in full creation. And whenever we're in conflict, it can affect our health mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, chemically, cosmically, and dimensionally. Okay? So the biggest thing you can do right now, Chris, is to get yourself totally on board by teaching your brain these things that I have intended are absolutely possible and they feel great for me.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, so breathing exercise every morning.
Breathing exercise, and anytime you feel thought waft through, oh, yeah, well, that'd be nice, you know, you got to stop right there. Stop right there and go, nah, I'm not going to have that thought anymore. I am not having that thought. This is the thought I'm having. I'm tripling my income right now in a much more balanced, joyful way in 2019. Woohoo! Doesn't that feel good?
Okay.
Okay?
It feels great.
Okay. Now you got to do it. You can't just hear it on the show. Right? And do it with me,
right.
And then it's a consistent retraining. Just like if somebody's in a major accident and they lose the use of their legs, they have to consistently train the legs and the brain to walk again.
Right.
Now, then you ask all energy. Whatever your terms are for it, divine love, God, universal force, whatever it is, I am committed to this. Bring this in now. Work with me now. Partner with me now. All right, I'm going to let you go, Chris. It's pretty noisy.
If someone wants to say hello to you real quick.
Okay.
Say hello to Dee.
Hi, Dee.
Oh, hi. I so loved your picture. You look like you're so happy.
Yes. I want to say hi to Dee. So.
Oh, well, thank you. That brings a lot of joy in my life. Thanks, guys. Beautiful family.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vicki.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Oh, my God, how cute is that? Ah, I love kids. Okay, Michael in Connecticut. Well,
hi,
my
Dee.
Guys are visiting me here in the new year almost. How are you, darling?
Highly motivated.
Good.
I wanted specifically to ask how I could be more focused, really, more centered on my goals and so forth.
You know, they're saying to me, Michael, that's not the right question for you.
Okay.
The right question is, how can you have more fun doing it?
Okay.
Yeah, they want you to have more fun, baby. It's not the cure for cancer. It's simply brain science and conscious living.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It does. You know, you talked about memorizing things. I had to memorize my lessons when I was taking Arabic in college and do it very quickly because I didn't really have a lot of time to study. And to this day, I remember it. And I've had to memorize other things, too. That was right on. And the way
yes,
I did it,
but,
was it was fun.
Okay. Well, that is the biggest thing for you to shift into for more creation in 2019 is you get up every day and go, where can I have fun? How can I have fun? How can I create my life with fun? And look, this goes for everybody. Anything that's coming in for anybody, guys, they're just throwing it all at us now to get us ready for the new year. Okay? I'm not getting anything else, Michael. So I would, even before you get out of bed, you go, in this day-to-day, my intention is to have fun and create everything with fun. Okay?
Sounds great. I thank you very much. You're right on target.
Well, good, baby cakes, and happy new year.
One other slight little thing. I have not been able to sign up for the January sessions that you had. I've gone to your website several times, and for some reason it just, you know, maybe I'm not doing it right or something. But, well, anyway, we can talk about that offline.
Are you talking about the Christmas special?
Yes.
Okay, well, I think it's on your end, Michael, because everybody has been pretty successful in doing it. So what I would do is I would write me an email.
Okay.
So Aurora can address it and get back to you and get you on the books. We did extend it through February because I have to go do this movie. And there are a few spots left, guys, not a lot, but a few. And yes, for those of you who have the last 2 weeks in January, you will be reassigned. I would never do that to you. So as soon as Aurora gets back, I really wanted to give her this time off because she works so hard for us during the year.
Yeah, I have no problem with that at all.
Okay, so but send me an email at, you know, info@imdwallace.com, okay? All right, sweetheart, thank you.
Wish you well.
You too. Now, I hope I'm saying this correctly. Saronia? Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Saroya. Mm-hmm.
Saroya. Okay. Like the actress, Saroya. Okay. What can we do? Are you new with us, baby cakes?
No, ma'am. You've spoken to me before. I just wanted update you that I did move, that it was good. And
oh, good.
That's just one aspect. So the reason why I'm calling you today, I had a dream that a green spider crawled on my right back hand, and I tried to flick it off of me. And each time I flicked it, it sent a burning sensation on my hand. And I tried to remove the spider, it just morphed into another insect. And it left like a burning sensation on both of my hands to the point when I woke up, both hands were still burning. So can you give me clarity?
Yeah, that's a part of you that you're trying to let go of. get rid of, recreate, and you're fighting yourself. So every time you go, I'm not going to do it, it's sort of like they're showing me somebody trying to lose weight. I'm not going to eat that cookie. Oh, I'm just going to eat this cookie once. Now I'm going to throw that cookie away. Well, damn it, there's another cookie over there. Well, I'm going to eat that. Okay, it's kind of that pattern. So let's get clarity. They're taking me to a core belief. Hang on. Do, 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 do. This page. Yes, here. 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. And that's referring to I'm not supposed to be my own power. See, you don't have power over the spiders. You don't have power over your own recreation. You don't have power over getting rid of the things you don't want. So I want you to know we're all here. We're supposed to be here knowing and experiencing our power. That's what we're supposed to be doing right now. When I get off, what they're showing me when you get off is to do a little visualization and create a beautiful flowered place for these little spiders, and just visualize you. Invite them to come on to your arm or your hand and take them over to the flowers and allow them to crawl off and go into an environment that's more harmonious for them. Mm. Pretty cool, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Because right now you're in your fear, you're trying to get rid of it.
Yes. Yes.
And they really don't want to be there either. But they want to make the choice to move into a place that resonates with them. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let me take this moment to address this principle in our health.
Mm.
I was helping some friends who were quite ill this weekend, and the channel kept saying they're in so much fear that they cannot send love, joy, and compassion to where they are in dis-ease.
Wow.
Now, I've been practicing with this for a week and having some pretty amazing results.
Results. Mm.
So anybody out there that's dealing with anything, arthritis or the flu or a headache or a backache, or take some time and feel love and joy and compassion for that area and send it love and compassion. Compassion's the highest word. And you'll feel it. You will feel it in your body, in your energy. Okay, baby?
Thank you so much, Ms. D. Happy New Year. Be blessed. And congratulations on your new movie. It will be prosperous.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sweet, sweet energy. Mary in San Jose, you're on.
Hello, D. I just wanted to know if you had any words from the channel for me today.
Well, Mary, they want to know what you want to know about, and then they'll give you something.
Me walking again.
Okay. So I want to know, how many times a day do you do the red dot exercise?
The which, I'm sorry?
The red dot exercise.
I haven't been doing that.
Okay. Have you been doing the breathing exercise?
No.
Okay, so guys, I lovingly and through tough love am pointing out to you that to ask and not take action when you are given direction will not get you what you want. So back to Soroya that we just spoke with. I would start sending love and joy and compassion to my lower back and my legs. Okay? Now, you can also, the breathing exercise, so powerful, you guys. The breathing exercise is what turned my money around. So you take a long, deep breath to the count of three or four. This is for you, Mary. And as you exhale slowly with a smile on your face and love in your heart, you go, I love that I'm walking. I love to walk. And you can visualize yourself walking along with that. Now, can you explain to me from hearing the first of the show what that does and why that would affect your being able to walk?
Oh, yeah, because it would change your state.
Changes your state. It tells your brain it's possible.
Yep.
Now, in order to change your brain, you have to practice repetition.
Right.
Okay, guys. Come on, let's wake up here and do what they've been giving us to do to change our lives through conscious intention. Breathing exercises. Red dot. The red dot is so easy, it doesn't even have to be red. You can use a doorknob. And, you know, there's a lot of programs that I have that walk you through all of this. But just look at that doorknob and practice sending love to it. Just practice loving that doorknob, because that teaches you that you can love for absolutely no reason. And then you take that love eventually into yourself, especially into your lower back and your legs. Don't focus just on your legs, they're saying. Focus on your lower back and your legs and sending it compassion. Love and compassion and joy, guys. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Come on, get to work, Mary. Okay, goodbye. All right, Miss Wendy in Sacramento, you're on.
Dee, may God bless you for raising my awareness regarding neuroplasticity.
Oh, well, thank you, sweetheart. I thank God every day for bringing in all this stuff for me to share with you. So thank you.
Thank you. And I needed it, and I shall practice it. And I have talked to you before. I was in a car accident March 9th, rear end. I was passenger in the back seat. My employer gave me an ultimatum to return to work by November 1st. I did. And I was promised the 8-month retraining. Right before it started, my boss told me, no business need. I don't believe it. I don't know if he could have the paperwork.
You lost me, Wendy. He taught you business need. What does that mean?
He said it was business need that I go on the phone instead of attending the class, which does not ring truth to me, because I've not been trained in so many systems and new procedures that I'm not independent, and that was my goal. So I am biding my time. I see my boss and I meeting maybe this next week. And I will not be demanding. I'll be very professional and positive and with a pleasantness about me. And I will say, these are examples why I need the training. Will you please get me into the next class for the full 8 weeks? I need to work one more year,
okay.
1 year from today.
Wendy, they want you to change your word from need to want.
Okay.
I want to do the best job for you. I want to help these people that we're serving here in the highest way possible.
Oh, you're brilliant.
Okay. because he, they're just showing me somebody whose energy pulls back from the word, oh, well, I don't know anything about this guy, but he's saying he's had to take care of people all his life. And so if you push him into, you need to take care of me, he's going to pull back. But if you can bring him into, I want to do this for the company, I want to do this for the people, I want to serve you so you can stop in me. I was starting to say, so you can serve your people, but that plugs him in again. So he, I mean, what you want to let him know in however words you use it is he doesn't have to take care of you. You're going to take care of yourself. You just need an opportunity to do this so that you can serve him better.
Oh, you've given me the golden key. I will.
Does
I will
this resonate
word...
with you about
oh,
him?
Oh, my Lord, it does, because I like to use the key word, I want independence. I want to do the best job I can do for this company and for every single caller. I do not want to have to be asking
don't
somebody
go there.
Else and make.
Don't go there. Just say what you want.
Okay.
I know that I can serve you better because I will be serving this company better. And I want to expand myself so people don't have to take care of me. You know, so you don't use those words, but that's what the channel's guiding you toward.
Independent.
Yes, independence through being able to serve him.
Yes.
So the channel also wants to know, is there a way you can do this training on your own?
Well, I print out stuff, but it's not the same because in the training class, then you're not pressured with having a caller on the phone and somebody rattling off instructions about how to do something. Because I'm not pressured, then it sinks in and I get the clarity and I understand it.
Okay, that's the key word, pressure. You don't want to be pressured and he doesn't want to be pressured.
Right.
That's why the two of you have come together to kind of explore this pressure issue. So however you do it, calm your voice, do some deep breathing, make sure you direct how you want that meeting and the day and the outcome to come out. Ask the universe to partner with you in that. Do all the things that the channel gives you to do. For example, Wendy, did you direct your day today?
Not so far.
Okay,
other than speaking with you.
You know, I'm like blue in the face doing this with you guys. And you just happened to get it, Wendy, because that was the next one up. So far, people that have followed me for years are not doing the breathing exercises, are not working with the red dot, and are not directing their day. And yet you continue, and I'm talking to all of you, Wendy's just been the one to bravely come forward and bring all this in, and yet you call and go, why isn't it happening? Are you going to consciously create your lives in 2019 or not? It's tough love, guys, and it's here.
Yes. Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I get, Wendy, that there is a great possibility that this meeting will be successful for you.
Right. And you know what I have a funny feeling about? There's a company I've been wanting to go with. And on Christmas Day, I was looking at my cell phone, and there is an email from Indeed regarding this company. It would be a direct hire. I downloaded my, I did my application, and I felt energy about this. And I have a sense that this company is going to contact me and want to interview me and even hire me at a higher rate of pay. So I expect that I'll be having to make a decision January, February about whether or not to go with this new company.
Well, then I would start directing what you want because you haven't yet.
I want longevity for a year, and I want freedom from stress. I want to enjoy
my life. How can you say freedom from stress in a positive way? Because when we say freedom from stress, our brain hears stress and goes to more creation of that.
So if you're
not stressed, you're what?
Comfortable, happy, productive.
Peaceful.
Balance. I bought a keychain yesterday, and it says peace on it.
Well, there you go. Now start directing what you want, not hoping for it.
Make it my reality.
That's right. Feel into it through that peaceful place. Okay?
And I
know we've taken a lot of time, and I'm going to have to move on, but they also want you to realize your voice. When you go in to have this meeting, try and hold your voice as my mother used to teach me on a platform. Because right now it kind of sounds like this, Wendy.
Yeah.
Okay. So good. You got that. I get that you got
that.
Well,
you know what? Something odd happened. Out of the blue, and I don't know if I've done this ever in my life before, about a week ago, I bit my tongue really bad, and it hurt, and it made me think as a child, bite your tongue about what you say in your tone of voice. It was, I think it was telling me early about this meeting I'm going to have with him, no regrets. Make sure my tone is professional and not demanding, intelligent, and let's turn this into a win-win situation together.
Exactly. And the more peaceful you are and speaking from your heart, the more he will get it. All right, baby. Good luck.
I love you. Happy New Year.
Love you too. Oh, you too, sweetheart. Lynn! What's up, doodad?
Hi. So opening my heart and directing my day and doing all of that this morning, I went to the next, what I've been saying, directing my messenger RNA. And
yes. Good.
I stopped because, well, this morning it stopped, like something stopped me. And I thought, oh, okay, I'm supposed to talk with Dee and there's something that... I guess
no, something
yeah.
didn't stop you. You stopped you. So
okay.
why did you stop
I,
you?
I stopped. Well, first I started to not remember it. And then I thought, why am I not remembering it? And then the voice in my head said, because there's something higher. So when you get on the phone with Dee on her show, find out what that higher statement is, or maybe this isn't needed.
Okay, Lynn,
like that.
When you're doing the statement, are you remembering, I claim the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love?
No.
Okay, it's not complete.
I did not put that.
If you go back and listen to the webinar, it's not complete without that.
Okay.
So
I
know
on the webinar. So
on the predictions. Webinar.
I didn't do that one.
Okay. Well, we direct, and this is big, so everybody listen. The RNA informs the DNA. And there's a messenger RNA that we direct to take love, joy, and compassion into all the cells and all space in between and out throughout the entire world and all space in between, that we are sending the messenger RNA with the message of love, joy, and compassion. And that's why I'm saying to you, around any physical or mental or emotional challenge you have, you want to send it love and compassion and joy. Because where we go is panic and worry and why can't I? And why is this happening? And blah, blah, and all that stuff.
Right. Well, I've been doing, thank you for that. I'll add on the cocktail at the end of that. And I've been sending my thyroid, all these things that I've been taking supplements for from the doctor, sending it love. Everything is like at a normal and higher place now. And like all blood tests, everything's like normal now. But I think it's not so much the supplements as it is me directing, you know, love towards all of those things and balance and ease with
it's a big part
and,
of it. It's a big part of it, Lynn, a big part of it.
Okay,
yes.
Great. And I'm starting a fast through our doctor tomorrow for 5 days to kind of reset everything. So I feel good about it.
Make sure you drink a lot of water.
Okay.
Everybody.
Thank you.
We all need to drink more water.
And my balance has been really good. There's been a couple of times where I started to feel a little off, and then I just repeated that, and it went back into balance.
Yeah, I want to reiterate, guys, using this messenger RNA, it's all about balance, to hold everything back into balance. Okay? All about balance. And that's really how the work started out. All right. It's really noisy. I'm going to let you go.
Oh,
love
thank
you.
You.
Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
All right. Ms. Anna in North Carolina, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello,
thank
darling.
You
bet.
I wanted to be able to call. We spoke mid-November, and I wanted to be able to call you and tell you the house sold, but it hasn't. So I just wanted to see what the channel would have for me.
Okay. All right. Again, Anna, when I say you want the house to sell, I get a no. Hold on. Is that the right question? We both want the highest answer. Anybody switched? All right. Why doesn't she want? Okay, the first thing that comes up is memories. There's two distinct memories that are energetically connected with that house, and you incorrectly think that you are going to lose those memories or they're going to be dissipated if you lose that house. What are they?
I was going to ask you if you could tell me how to figure that out. Last conversation, I shared that I myself remodeled the house, and I worked on that. I let it go for the next family to come in and enjoy it. It was just an investment.
Okay, that I get a no on. You did and you didn't. And what they want you to understand is that house became your child. It's like you raised a child there because you took the house and reformed it and remodeled it and retaught it. And it became how a parent feels about a child and raising it. That's number one. Number two,
can that be subconscious underneath? Because I don't, up front, I don't feel that way.
It's also past life.
Oh, wow.
It's connected to, oh, dear God, here we go. Hold on. Could I ask what race you are, Anna?
I am Hispanic. I was born in Cuba.
Okay. So in this life, you were African-American, very poor. Oh. And is this the first house you've owned?
Real house, yes.
Okay. Because they're showing me a little girl. Well, she's probably about 10 to 12. And her family owning their first home out of slavery. Dear God. So you can understand if that cellular memory is still alive, the thought of that little girl ever choosing to leave her home would be unthinkable to her, because for years they weren't ever able to have their own home. All right, so let's bring all this into balance. See, we can use the messenger RNA here to send the messages of love, joy, and compassion toward all our past lives and all the cellular memories and space in between there. See, you're bringing in new information right now. We compassionately love all of our past lives that have brought us to the state of awareness that we are now, and we are sending all of them compassion and love and joy, so we may be free and move on into the creation of what we want now. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. Okay. I'm not getting there's anything else in the way now.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this something I need to keep?
No. But it would help. It would help if, for example, you do the breathing exercise, and as you're exhaling slowly with a smile on your face, just say, I love that this house is sold to beautiful people. Now, you do the breathing exercise at least 10 minutes, no more than 20. So long, deep breath into the count of four. As you exhale with a smile on your face and love in your heart, I love this house is sold to beautiful people. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And also they're saying, send yourself some compassion for the fear that it's not being sold yet. Okay?
Okay.
Just send yourself some compassion around that. All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dee. Love you.
I love you too. Aunt Daniel, I've got 2 minutes.
Oh, boy. Okay. So I'm getting a message back to me from the messenger RNA through a skin rash breakout that I've had that was small but then expanded when I got a massage after the performances.
Okay. Again, they would like you to take the day and send love and joy and compassion to the rash. It's a true statement that you have not done that, right?
I thought I had been.
That's true. You thought you had been. So go to the state of love, Daniel. I know you know how to do that.
Yes.
Okay. Can you love that rash compassionately? Okay, is that what you've been doing?
Not specifically.
Okay, so let's try that for a day. And say thank you very much. I got the exercise. I got what I needed to do, but hold on. This page here. Okay, this is you giving yourself an opportunity to practice that you are God. You let me know, okay?
I will.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
All right, guys. Please, please, every Sunday up until the webinar, we're going to be talking about brain stuff. to lay the groundwork for this amazing webinar. I really, really want you to be there. This is the answer, and I know that this is the answer. When we can bring our hearts and our compassion and the power of God, divine love, universal force, together with our brain, which we are training to be open to all possibilities everywhere, we are unstoppable. And so it is. So join with me, please. I love me. Feel it. I love me. I love me, and I love my even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.